And my own? Yeah. Grateful. Miranda's got such a gift, and I love when she worships with us in that way. Well, guys, this is crazy, but I'm going to tell you, I was sitting there, and I felt God saying to me, just pick a new text. I know you did all that studying and all that, and look, I'm a Baptist, okay? And Baptists have to plan. I know we're supposed to follow the Spirit, but I've always been told following the Spirit, not studying, just means you're dumb. God wants you to use your brain. But you know what? Sometimes God asks us to leave our comfort zone. And you did that or you wouldn't be here. I know that's true. So anyway, I was sitting there and God spoke to my heart about Psalm 100. So that's going to be our text. So I'll ask if you'll stand in our great God's honor as I read from Psalm 100. Share. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's pray. Father, we sometimes don't know what's next, but we know You're there, and that You will catch us if we fall. You will lead us when we cry out to You. And Father, we know that whatever lies ahead, we are not alone. And so, Father, as we think of all this at this time, Lord, in our nation and around the world, You're still the same God we worshiped last week and last year. You have not changed. And so, Father, as we continue on in this time we call worship, I just ask we would worship, Lord. You are the worthy one, Lord. And so may You continue to show Your worth to us, and may we continue to ascribe what is due only to You, our full heart. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, I was going to continue on 1 Peter. But as I was sitting there, you know, God kind of spoke to me. Like I said, obviously you guys are here. We have been hearing so many messages of caution. And of course there should be caution. But the truth of the matter is, God uses His people in tough times. And so, you know, as you open up in this psalm, He says, shout for joy to the Lord all the earth. You know, where our worship is to go, where our strength lies, where our hope is in the Lord. And He says that, you know, worship is not just to be a meekish whisper or you know, he says to shout. And the picture here is, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that my hope is in the Lord. And I want people to know that I worship Him. I'm really not looking to see how you guys react. I'm looking to Him. Because my worship is to Him and to Him alone. And so that's why we come before Him with joyful songs. That's why we sang to Him. We sang because it is a way to express to Him how we feel about Him. The worth we want to give to Him. The blessings that He's given to us. I mean, that is why we sing. And I notice here in the next, He says, worship the Lord with gladness. I know it also says in some translations, to serve the Lord with gladness. What I have noticed in a time where it's so easy to be afraid is we really do not know what this coronavirus entails. We have heard everything under the sun. And so, honestly, fear of the unknown, I think, oftentimes is the biggest fear that we face. But he tells us in worship, I actually like that translation of serve. And I think they are kind of interchangeable. Because, you know, worshiping the Lord is not just something that happens in a sanctuary designed specifically for worship. Worshiping the Lord happens when we serve Him. No matter where we are. And, you know, the tendency that what happens to us in a fearful situation is we worry and think, I'm going to just hole up inside my home and I don't want any danger to happen to me. And so I'm just going to sit here so that I can be completely safe. But you know what happens? You're alone. And you know what happens? Other people are alone. And as the Church of Jesus Christ, I understand within caution, but guys, we need to see where the other people are hurting. Let me tell you what's happened throughout history with the Church of Jesus Christ. Throughout history, you've had orphans. You've had babies who were discarded, left to die on their own. You've had people who suffered all kinds of persecution and discrimination. You've had people who were slaves, who had no rights of their own. You've had people who were neglected, and they did not receive any kind of education. They were not considered worthy to be educated. And in those instances, most of the time, do you know what happened? The church is what happened, because God spoke to their hearts and said, people are made in the image of God, and people matter, and you need to serve them. You need to serve them. And he says to do it with gladness, this worship and serving. Man, it's to be with a joy in our hearts because we know that we are fulfilled, guys. He fulfills our hearts when we don't only look up. Matter of fact, you know what happens when you look up? You start looking around. Because looking to God leads us to serve one another and the people that are hurting. And I tell you what, you know, man, going to the stores. And I'm still, you know, we joke about it all the time. I'm trying to figure out, what is the deal with the toilet paper, man? You cannot find it anywhere. A buddy of mine in North Carolina told me there were two guys on the aisle next to him yelling and screaming. He went over there. They were having a fist fight over the last thing of toilet paper. And they ended up getting carted away by the police, and neither one of them got the toilet paper. Man! And this is still going on. You know, you can't find hand sanitizer. Another young mom had told me that you can't find baby wipes. And let's be careful that in our own fears of what tomorrow may bring, that we don't hoard up everything ourselves and buy all this stuff up so that nobody else in our community can have access to it. If we're going to be servants, let it be shown by we have some confidence in our God. That we are not going to just constantly live in fear. Now, obviously, I don't mean don't take the precautions. Keep in step with, you know, the news and how we need to stay safe and all that. But don't let that isolate you from being God's servant. From loving other people. From finding ways to keep in check and make sure that there's not something you can do for your neighbor who might have a need. We don't know what's going to happen in the days ahead. Let's go on our text here. He says, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now, I can't promise you that in the days ahead you won't get the coronavirus. I can't promise you you won't get deathly ill. I can't promise you you won't die. But you know what? I can't promise you when you will die, because you will die, and so will I. But you know what the hope is, regardless of when it's time for us to go from this life to eternity? If you are in Jesus Christ, you belong to Him. You are the sheep of His pasture. He is your good shepherd. Remember what he said? David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What he said? He said, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Hey, he says, hey, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. That is our God. He is there. He is there with whatever it is that we face. And he does this. He says, man, you prepare that table in the presence of my enemies. No matter what the enemies are, if you know this big enemy, the coronavirus, God is still here. He is still there in the midst of all that. As a matter of fact, he closes that psalm. He says, surely goodness and mercy or goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Through what happens with this, he will still be with us. His mercy, his love, he's still there, guys. Until we're in eternity, he will walk with us through this. We are his. We belong to Christ. And if you don't, what a great time to get that settled. You know, check your heart. Make sure you're in the faith. Make sure you understand that God loved you so much, he left heaven and he came here. He took on flesh. That's the gospel. And God appeared to us. He walked among us. And he was seen by people. And he loved people. And he healed people. And he reached out to people. Just like that clip that we watched. I don't believe Jesus was, you know, some cardboard personality. Man, he loved people. And I like the way they present him here. That he laughed. And you know, he had some, you know, those kind of normal passions and relationships. And that is our God. That is the one that we place our confidence in. We place our hope in, even in the midst of this difficult time that we are facing. We have a chance to be the church. So just be ready. I don't know what lies ahead, but I know who holds us in whatever comes. Okay? And, you know, it's difficult for me because I'm still grasping the depth of this, because honestly, since we don't have any cases here, I'm still like, man, this thing is just rolling, you know, all that's happening. But then I think, you know, things can change in an instant. They can change in a moment. So I just need to make sure I'm walking with it. And that's my encouragement to the church, to all of you guys. Just walk with him. Be ready as he speaks. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do in changing everything up here. I said, God, please say something through me. I feel like you're leading me to change everything. But you know what? You haven't changed. He closes with the, he goes on with this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. What great truth. As we go on through this circumstance, don't lose your heart of thankfulness. Keep that. And be ready to praise him at every opportunity. You know, that is so important. He says the Lord's good, his love endures forever. Don't forget that. God is good. Everything we have that is good, it comes from God. Or it came from God. And his love, it's ours. How long? Forever. His faithfulness continues. How long? Yeah. All generations. That's forever. Just keeps going. He's faithful. And he will be faithful to us. So the question is, are you willing to say, God, use me wherever you want to take me? God, I don't show up where I go next by accident. You have a reason. May I be ready. May I be yours. May I worship. May I serve. May I know that I belong to you. May I be thankful. May I worship in praise to you in whatever comes. May I remember that you are always good, that your love endures forever, and that you're going to be faithful. And that I trust you. I guess that's all I got coming out of me. I'm going to have a word of prayer. And then afterward, I actually want to have a special testimony. A brother from another church, Reford Eller, is here this morning. And God's done some really great stuff, a testimony in his life. And he's going to share with us for just a couple of minutes the goodness of God. So got a personal testimony of how the Lord is good and his love endures forever. So let's pray. Father, a little different type invitation this morning, not to come forward, but to let you deal with us where we are, God. What does that mean? I pray that we would listen, and I pray that we would obey. And I pray that you, God, would receive the praise from it. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to gather on a day where a lot of our brothers and sisters are not. And I just pray for them. I pray not just for this church, but for all churches, that we would be yours, Lord. People are afraid. May we show them that to trust in the Lord is good. He is worthy of our trust and our confidence. So God, guide us, lead us, use us, and may you get the praise. In Christ's name, amen. Brother Reford, come up here and share a little bit of testimony with us.
All right, I'm not real good at speaking, so I'll get through this the best I can, I guess. I can redneck it up real good. But like he said, God put you in places, and this was not planned. Didn't know I'd be here. I'd been thinking about coming and visiting other churches, but my church is closed because of the scare of the virus. So when I came in, he asked if I'd do a testimony. And I know some of you may know I was in the hospital for a while, and God did quite a few miracles there. It's not what more than one. I had let myself go, I guess say that. I'd gained quite a bit of weight and not taking care of myself the way I should. So one day at work, I decided to try to get back in shape and started riding bicycle and walking and doing the things I could, going to the gym. And my legs swelled up from my knees down about double size. So I looked that up and I knew, you know, that's not good. Probably a heart attack or stroke or something coming. So I called the emergency room and, asked a nurse, and they told me I need to get to the emergency room, so I did. And so they started treating me for a heart attack. And so they did that, which took them an hour and a half to get everything ready and going. So they started running another test, and they found out that half my blood was gone in my body. So they had made some mistakes. So they gave me blood thinners and thinned my blood way down. And so they have to back up. They came in and told me, you know, we could have some other major problems now because they've done got my blood so thin and half my blood's gone. So they backed up, and 4 o'clock in the morning, this was at 9 o'clock when I went in at night, so 4 o'clock in the morning, they're coming back telling me that, they're thinking I've got heart failure on top of all this. So, at this point, like he said, and I guess this is a good time here, just you've got to trust in God, which I have. I've been a Christian for a while. And before I went, I knew, I sat down and prayed before I went to the hospital, and I said, I'm just going to turn it over to God because I'm not real good at that. So at this point, I knew I was going to have to. And so 4 o'clock in the morning, they finally moved me up to a room, found out I wasn't going to get to go home. And so they came back to run more tests, and every time I came back with a test, it was more problems. We came back. I ended up have the blood loss caused heart failure, which caused the blood clot in my heart. And I also had what they call a widowmaker, so the front of my heart was blocked off. So the doctor came in. He said, I don't know how you got in here and how long you've been having symptoms. Well, that's the first miracle I look at it because I didn't have any symptoms. Been going to the gym, been riding bicycle. I had symptoms on Wednesday, on that Thursday. Well, Wednesday, I got real cold and couldn't get warm. Thursday, my legs swelled up. And when I got to the hospital parking lot, I got out of the car and couldn't hardly make it into the hospital. I had to stop twice before I got in there because I couldn't breathe. So when I got in, you know, and everything found out, the doctor told me you should have already died, really. Because my heart was working at 25%, 20 to 25, no blood. Blood clot in my heart. And so this took over 3 days. I'm kind of speeding it up a little bit to find out really what was going on. And so I put it out on prayer. Well, first I'll just go ahead and say, you know, the doctors kept coming in, and of course the nurses, they're acting like something's really wrong, but I've been praying about it, and I wasn't really worried about it. I knew it was either I was going to die or come or get out to get through this. And so I was in the hospital for a week, I think, and I came out. I'll kind of make it a little quicker instead of going through everything in the hospital. But I've been going to church out in Kingsport, and kind of knew I'd been going there since October. And so got out, and still weak, still didn't know what I was going to do. I knew I've got to change, I've got to lose weight. I thought everything's going to change, which it has changed, but I thought it was going to be really bad. And so Sunday morning, I got up and I thought, well, I'm just going to try to make it through the day because this week I couldn't hardly go. And I was that way Saturday. So something kept telling me go to church. And I think I'm not going to church. I'm going to lay back down, go to bed, go to sleep. I'm going to take it easy because I've been in the hospital for a week. Just got out, just finally got to where I could lay down and rest without 5 needles in my arm and taking blood every 2 hours. So I thought, I'm going to rest. So I got up, still something telling me go to church. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to church. So laid back down, couldn't sleep, got up, fell on the floor, like I never got back up. And still something's telling me go to church. So I finally got up, took a shower, went to church, was late getting there. And the pastor, which he didn't even know I was in there, before the service, he came up and he said that the sermon series that they were going through was on the Holy Spirit and how it works. And he came up front to preach. He came up on stage and he went down and he said, Holy Spirit's telling me that this is real strong. And he said, somebody's here that needs healed. I don't know who it is. He said, somebody's got a pain that needs to be fixed. And I just sat there, and he didn't start preaching. And he said again, he said, somebody needs to be prayed for. And this is real strong. And he said, we're going to do this before the service, and if you don't let me know who it is, I'll find you. And that's the way he said it. And so I'm still waiting for somebody to go up. And didn't realize it was me. Well, I said, well, it could be, but it's probably not. And anyway, he got more specific, and he said, this is a physical pain. And he said, you were not going to come to church today. You tried 3 or 4 times and decided you wasn't going to go, but you're here. And he even got more specific, and I'm like, well, I might as well go up because he's not going to stop. So I did, and when I got up and told him what all the problems was, he just kind of backed up a minute. He prayed about it, and I felt a little bit better. But when I went back to my seat, and I forgot to say, too, before all this happened, I've had 2 car wrecks and a motorcycle wreck, so I had a problem with my back, and I couldn't even walk. My knee was messed up to the point that it would swell up before that double size. So I was limping, couldn't walk. I ain't been able to walk good for 3 years. And went out of church, and the closer I got to the truck, the faster I could walk, the better I could walk. My knee wasn't hurting no more. My back wasn't hurting. So went on home, started home, went in Walmart, walked all the way through Walmart. Okay, I've not done that in 3 years either. I've had to ride a buggy to be able to get around. And so I had a doctor's appointment back on Monday. My blood work was right. My blood pressure was right. My heart rate was right. Everything was going back in the way it was supposed to be. Still been going to the doctor, still been on the medicine they're telling me to take. And last test I had, everything's back to normal. The doctors are telling me this should have took 6 months or longer with everything that I've had if I even recovered. Not only did my heart go back to the way it was, I'm not limping anymore. I don't have a back problem. So God healed everything that was wrong, including the blockage. Last time I went and had a test, and the what they call a widowmaker, the two veins on the, I guess it's two, I don't know. Anyway, the front of my heart, the other veins opened up and made up for what's blocked with the last test that I went through. So everything's healed. So.
Thank you. God stuff, right? I mean, that's what we need to hear. You know, hadn't done anything by order so far, so let's keep that up and continue. I wanted to close with God is so good, if you guys know that. So let's just sing that together. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Let's sing another verse. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.